Zechariah is the name in the Old Testament, Zacharias in the New Testament. How many Zechariahs or Zachariases are there in the Bible? You might be surprised. About 33. Lots of Zechariah or Zacharias is in the Bible. Telling us that among the people of God, Zacharias was an honored name, a significant name, an important name. And I mentioned that Bible names mean something. Zacharias means remembered of the Lord, or as we would say, the Lord has remembered. So here is Zacharias, remembered of the Lord. Elizabeth, God has promised. John the Baptist, God has graciously given. And when we put them together then, the Lord has remembered his promise. Like we've sung about standing on the promises of God. The Lord has remembered his promise. We break sometimes our promises. But God never breaks his promises. The Lord has remembered his promise by graciously giving a son, John the Baptist. What's the first promise that God makes in the Bible? Immediately after our first parents rebelled against God and turned away from him, we find a promise about the coming of a rescuer, the Messiah, a savior. A promise about the defeat of sin and the crushing of Satan. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, it is God who makes the promise. God says, I will put enmity, conflict, between the serpent, the devil, and the woman, and between the serpent's seed and her seed. The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, and the serpent shall bruise his heel. The serpent there is Satan, the devil. The seed, notice, of the woman. That's very significant. A woman, pointing forward at some time, that someone will come into this world born of a woman, but not born of a man. The seed of the woman, the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone will come, a rescuer will come, and will crush the serpent's head, will defeat Satan. When the head is bruised, when the head is crushed, it's all over. At the cross, Jesus Christ crushed the serpent's head, defeated sin and death and hell for us, for all who put their trust in him. Yes, his heel was bruised at the cross. Jesus Christ suffered and died. But the rescuer came, just as God promised. And the rescuer was the one who overcame, vanquished Satan at the cross, and then by his mighty resurrection from the dead. So these verses in Luke are telling us the promises of God are coming to their climactic fulfillment. And I want to look at four pictures in what Luke tells us about Zacharias, and that will help us to understand that we can stand, we can rely upon, we can count as being absolutely reliable the promises of God. Luke is telling us history, which we read about in the opening five verses. And then in verses 5 to 7, he tells us about a faithful priest. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. Our first picture is of Zacharias, the faithful priest. The first thing we are told, even before we are told Zacharias' name, what are we told? We are told he's a priest. God has remembered. We are told he belongs to the priestly division of Abijah, meaning he's a descendant of Aaron the high priest. Abijah descended from Eleazar, Aaron's oldest son. And we're told that Zacharias and his wife were righteous before God, walking in all the Lord's commandments and ordinances blamelessly. That doesn't mean they were perfect. That doesn't mean they were sinless. Rather, it means they didn't just have an external religion. It wasn't just lip service they paid to God. As we would put it, they were not Sunday-only Christians. They had a heart faith. They truly did love and serve God. And Zacharias and his wife represented the best of Old Testament piety. They were part of that faithful remnant who were waiting for the consolation of Israel, waiting for redemption in Jerusalem, waiting for that promise of God to be fulfilled that he would send a savior, the Messiah, the rescuer. But we notice that Zacharias served the Lord, even though he and his wife had this big disappointment in their lives. They loved and served the Lord, but they had no children. We understand that this godly couple had prayed for children, because in verse 13, the angel said to Zacharias, "Your prayer is heard." But at this point, in Luke chapter 1, in the early verses, God had chosen not to answer their prayers for a child. And Zacharias prayed for a child even though he and Elizabeth were well past the age of having children. Scripture tells us they were both well advanced in years. In verse 18, Zacharias says to the angel, "I'm an old man and my wife is well advanced in years." How old were they? Well, at the time of the New Testament, the term old was reserved probably for those over 60 years of age. So there are close parallels between this account and the account of Abraham and Sarah. And we can perhaps conclude that Zacharias was well over 60. So he prays, but it seems as if there is no answer. Does Zacharias turn against God? Does he allow his disappointment to keep him away from worship, from prayer, from sacrifice, from offering? Does he become bitter? There is a temptation that we react that way when things don't turn out the way we want. But Zacharias keeps trusting, keeps serving, keeps loving the Lord. The word that comes to mind when we think of Zacharias is faithful, perhaps. Zacharias is a faithful priest. He faithfully trusts, serves, loves God. But Zacharias and Elizabeth had not been the only ones who were waiting. What does Gabriel say? The angel Gabriel in Luke chapter 1, verse 17. He talks about one who will come to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. The angel quotes from the Old Testament. He quotes from Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, the very last verse in the English Old Testament. The last page of the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament, the last chapter of the Old Testament, the last verse of the Old Testament. And there we read, "He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." God makes a promise that he's going to send a man to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. And the person who would come and prepare the way for the Messiah is John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the son